Today's daf was daf Ayin Gimel, daf 73. We started on Ayin Bet, Amun Bet. Today's daf was all about a Shtuki and a Sufi, understanding these two. And first we started out by talking about if Ger is allowed to marry Mamzeret, and it was a Machloket if he is or not. And we said there also Ger, Eved, Shukhar, and Halal are allowed to marry a Kohenet. That was part number one. Part number two on the daf was that a going and talking about a Ger, if a Ger is considered part of Kahal or not. So it's a machloket if we say that Ger is part of the congregation and therefore he's not allowed to marry Mamzer, or he's not part of the congregation and a Ger is allowed to marry Mamzer. That was a machloket. Part number three is talking about a Shtuki and an Asufi. A Shtuki doesn't know one parent, and we said according to the Torah he's allowed to marry a Jew, but Midrabanan we said he's not because he may come to marry his sister from his father. And we ended up by saying that no, that's not the reason. We held a high genealogical class. And a Sufi as well, same reason, Midrabanan, because we hold a high genealogical class. And the last part of the daf, which is the Amud Bed, was all about an Asufi, different consideration as to when we would be considered a child an Asufi. If you find them somewhere, is he considered an Asufi, and therefore he's not allowed to marry a Jew because he doesn't know his parents, or we would not view him as a Sufi, and therefore he would be allowed to marry a Jew. That would be depending on the situation where he was found. Baruch Adonai Olam, Amen ve'amen.